Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. People of Turkey taking part in marches and rallies remembering the July 15, 2016 attempted military coup against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Lada Cahok reports.
Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara James Jeffrey says it would be hard to extradite Gulen without proof that he was involved or knew about a plot to assassinate the Turkish head of state.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
But Jeffrey says that Gulen's supporters had infiltrated the Turkish armed forces, police and judiciary and ultimately helped engineer the coup. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
And following the coup attempt, more than 50,000 people arrested, some 100,000 public employees fired for alleged links to Gulen and other extremist groups. At least 8 are dead, killed in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse at a soccer stadium in Senegal's capital, Dakar. There were apparent clashes between fans of the opposing teams, 49 in all, seriously injured. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a vote on a revised Republican Party health care bill, sometimes called Trump Care, that follows doctors advising Senator John McCain to rest after an operation to remove a blood clot from his eye. McCain's absence is closely divided. Senate plays a role in the voting. This is the